This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Now for us to do our weekly job here as we look at the charts from Talkers Magazine. This is the Talk Radio Review, a roundup of our discussions here on the DJV program from this past week, the top stories and the people list from Talkers Magazine. Top 10 in both of those will be the focus of our next hour here. DJV is participating in this for your, I guess, intellectual stimulation, right? Jennifer Horn. When you think of intellectual stimulation, you think of Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen's at the controls in our studio in Washington to go through all of this as an ancillary review, what we know, what we may be curious about ourselves with regard to these items. Number 10 on the story list this week is all the technology. Victoria Keelan does the top five countdown of these stories as an ancillary addition to this hour every week. So technology, as it's playing into the coronavirus, pretty much everything on the list this week has a connection to coronavirus. Everything does. And that seems to be the way that it is. Although I tried to separate us from coronavirus a little bit this week on the DJV program.
It's hard to do.
Didn't have much success in doing it. So what, in your mind, Victoria, is the most prominent technological reality? Is it just that we seem to have enough bandwidth to be able to do all of the things that, as everything involves technology, school, entertainment, just being connected?
I would disagree on the top 10 list of they have technology at number 10 this week. I would actually put it much higher because technology is completely, it's the most essential thing we have right now besides our health. And, you know, every single thing that we're doing, whether it's getting groceries delivered or doing online learning for kids in school or working from home, every single thing, we have never needed technology more than we have at this very moment in our history.
You forgot Zoom happy hours.
And Zoom happy hours. Yes, exactly.
I did forget that.
But Jen brings up a great point. This is also how we're staying connected to our loved ones. No. This is not just, you know, going about daily business. This is, I haven't physically been more than, you know, than 10 feet close. I haven't been within 10 feet of my parents in a month now. So it's so important. So, I think the bandwidth so far has the infrastructure so far, it has held up.
It's really interesting. I'm looking around. I just got an email from Facebook. They have something called Facebook for Business. We all know about Facebook and the connections. We were talking about the way that people who are dating are using Facebook, that sort of thing. But they're all using all the various social media. And it is a way to be connected, to stay together. I send emails to friends that I otherwise wouldn't, you know, I might do if I have time to talk to them, but I just want them to know that I'm thinking about them, so I'll send them a quick, just an email. How are you doing? What's going on? That sort of thing. So,
in some ways, people are more connected than we were before.
I agree.
I think so, too. Like, with my friend circle, we have a text message that we didn't have before, a text group where we're just constantly checking in with each other. And,
FaceTime, I have...
Once a week, now it's every day.
One of the things that I do in my community, I believe in serving and helping as much as I can. I belong to a group trying to save land, public and private land, and we had our meeting, our annual, not our monthly meeting last night, on Skype. Zoom, I guess. So that's, you know, everybody's doing it the same way. So technology, I think you're right. It belongs, it has a very important place.
All of the TV shows are on Skype or on Zoom. It's a whole new reality. We don't even see talk shows the same way anymore. Everything is completely, the weather report. We were joking about the weather report.
Right.
You know, the guy's at home telling us what the weather's going to be.
The weather's going to be.
In front of his roaring fireplace. It's great.
Number 9 this week on the story list is the continuing focus on this fiasco. That not only it's the Theodore Roosevelt, the aircraft carrier, started, that's where it started, but then you find out that there are 3 or 4 other aircraft carriers that have the coronavirus rampant all through the ship, and how the, and I don't know how else to put it, I mean, it's just the ignoramuses that are, so I understand that you got to have a chain of command and that people have to, you know, they need to follow. They got to be rules. Otherwise, there's chaos. But there was chaos on this ship. The captain was trying to get the people off. Originally, he had like 90, and then it spread and was worse than that because there were 3,000 people on this ship. 90 people had it, and he was trying to get them off, and they ignored him. So he sent a public letter to get everybody's attention, and for his trouble, he got demoted, or basically reassigned.
And the coronavirus, by the way.
And he got sick. Yeah, right. So this is a black eye in terms of
although the guy, I think, that let him go or that blasted him publicly is gone. It resigned.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. Good luck to him. Number eight, the psychology of what's going on. I've talked a lot about what has happened this week in my life, meditation and connecting people with similar thoughts, that sort of thing. There are, as we've both noted, because we've all noted because of the technology, a lot of personal relationships have been enhanced somewhat. But then there are people who feel a distance and they get worked up about it. And people, basically because the news media, I hang it on them, scaring people. The psychological impact of this is huge.
I think people are scared without even watching TV. I think a lot of people have tuned the news out, and they're still scared. So I know you love to blame the news media for everything.
Well, I think
but, like, this is a scary time.
It's a culprit. For,
well, but they've
for
been
people
inventing
who are
some
alone,
headlines.
Yeah. But for people who are alone, this is just who are single or widowed or widowered or whatever. This is a really tough time for them. So anybody you know that is single, we have a few single friends. One friend in particular, we check in with him. We do a happy hour every Friday night with him just to check in because it's lonely. And a lot of people are sinking into a depression with it, too. It's not a great time for that.
No.
And one note about the news media, because I think I'd like to applaud one group of the media, and that is the local news media. I think they've been doing a really good job. I was thinking about the local newscasts that I've been watching are just down the middle with the facts that you need to know. It doesn't feel like there's a lot of fear mongering.
Really? That's hard to find.
It's the mainstream media, the national mainstream media that
grind,
I think is
grind, grind.
Is the one that's grinding. And they're creating false headlines. And that's what's really so stupid
or
about all of it.
Playing the role of individuals instead of the thing about the collective good. It's pretty, and this is one of the things that, hopefully will change when we come out of this on the other side, whenever and however that is. Number seven this week, the celebrities, the celebrities who have it and who have gone through it. I suppose Boris Johnson is a celebrity and an example of somebody who has had a bad case of it, right? Didn't he have a really bad case?
I don't think it was that bad. He wasn't on a ventilator.
I thought he was in ICU for
a... He was in ICU for a few days with oxygen treatment, but not a ventilator. So it didn't get to that point.
Mm-hmm. I think for him, I think they were trying to be extra cautious because he is the prime minister. So they were keeping a really, really close eye.
Well, he also downplayed this. He made himself look foolish.
Well, he may have, but the reason he got this is because he was visiting with patients who had coronavirus. So I'm sure that's where he picked it up. But in any case, I think they were being extra cautious with him. Although I think he was very sick. I think both of those things were true at the same time.
Right.
And I wouldn't be surprised.
Who
I wouldn't be surprised if he got the hydroxychloroquine.
Yeah. Well, that's what everybody who's got any brains is going to do, as long as they're checked out health-wise and their heart's not a problem. Who else had it, though, this week that we made note of? You remember? Ladies, what other
celebrities? Well, we only made note of some deaths, which was sad.
Yeah.
John Prine in the country world. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
The woman from Jaws, the actress from Jaws.
She died.
She got it. She died from it.
Yeah.
There's somebody else too. I think there was a third one. I don't remember.
Well, there's a bunch of them. At any rate, we just know we have to be careful. That's it. Moving along, we'll get to number six in a matter of moments here on the story list. This list put together by the folks at Talkers Magazine. You can find it every week at talkers.com. 1,000 words. So if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps. You'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system. This is an amazing system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power swabs. In just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using power swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJV code. You'll save 40%, $10, and then you get free shipping. Get the best smile. 800-208-1797. Attention, hard-working Americans that pay too much in taxes. How'd you like to get an extra $5,000 back from last year's tax returns? Family Tax will take your filed tax returns for the last 3 years and analyze them. They're experts at finding hidden credits and deductions other tax companies just miss. Even if you already filed your tax return, never too late. They guarantee that the IRS will send you back at least $5,000 or their services are free. If you get a paycheck from your job and you make at least 30 grand a year, call right now and learn how you can get an extra $5,000 back from the IRS from your past 3 years of tax returns. Make this guaranteed free call now. 800-262-0318. That's 800-262-0318. To make $5,000 back from your tax returns, call 800-262-0318.
Since we've been spending more time at home, MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. But they still want to help you get the best sleep of your life. And maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, and Giza Pillowcases, plus Bolster Pillows, Neck Pillows, and more. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. That's promo code DJV. Refresh your linen closet with MyPillow, MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, moving back into the zone here. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Kara Schillen participates as she can. Number six on the countdown, working our way toward number one on the story list. The race card, I suppose, race issue. More blacks are dying of the virus than white people in comparison, I guess, numbers, stats, whatever it is.
You know, I read the most interesting survey. I don't know that we spoke about it at all this past week, but not only, so the reason the story is coming out is that the study from the federal government, and actually I think it's been echoed locally where people are actually tracking this demographic information, is that it seems African Americans are getting worse cases of the coronavirus. They're just having a harder time with it. Nobody's immune, but they're having a particularly hard time with it, and the death rate's pretty high. But I also saw a study out this week that said of all the racial demographic groups, that black Americans are actually taking this the least serious. So Caucasians, Latinos, Asian Americans, they're all actually taking this a little more seriously and actually following the guidelines. And as a demographic, it seems that black Americans are taking it less seriously, with only 32%, I think, of them worrying about
probably a bunch of different factors.
Yeah, well, no, but I think it's kind of interesting.
Education, right. Opportunity.
And who knows if there's a correlation with that, but it's just, it was just an interesting study that I read.
The black people that I know who would be in different the spheres, the spectrum of rich and poor and educated, not educated. I don't know whether it's different than with white people, but I know that their eating habits are not good. And some people say it's because they don't have the money to buy good food. And so there's been that whole sort of secondary flap here, the reality of more black people dying and then the reasons for it that have been a part of the discussion, if you will. Moving along, we continue. Number five up next here on the Talk Radio Roundup.
Join
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Back into the issues of the day and the week, the charts for the week of April 6th to the 10th. From Talkers Magazine, they listen and do the research by going online to listen to the stations, the hosts, and these are the stories that have made it this week into the top 10 according to their research. Number 5, this is the first kind, maybe this started because Joe Biden and Donald Trump talked this week about not the presidential race, but about the virus and what to do. Is probably been interesting to be a fly on the wall to hear what the conversation was. But at any rate, I saw a poll yesterday suggesting Biden was 8 points in front of Trump. I don't know. I don't remember who did the poll. There's going to be, it's interesting also whether maybe the better move here is to just be quiet. Trump's got the microphone all the time, getting a lot of attention. Some of it's good, some of it's bad. But Biden hasn't been seen very much. A couple of late night shows. I saw her.
He's been doing a daily shadow press briefing, but yeah. I mean, every day he's coughing, he's stumbling. It's not a good look, and I think that's why a lot of the mainstream media outlets aren't picking it up and carrying it more, because it's just not attractive to Biden. And I believe that, obviously, that's my perspective, and maybe based in truth, probably they've got a horse in the race, and they probably want him to look the best possible. But it's not good.
I think that's true with some of the media outlets. A lot of people are touting Cuomo as a viable candidate.
He's not viable at all. I haven't heard people say viable. He's a wish list. There's a big difference.
He's a viable candidate for an election that he's running. They're viable candidates, but they have to actually run in the election, and that's the problem.
Right.
But speaking of elections, I don't know what happened in Wisconsin.
They're not going to know till next week because they had to, I guess, because...
That's right, too. There was a primary in Wisconsin that got completely ignored by...
Totally ignored. I saw a few images of people standing online wearing masks and things like that. But other than that, was Bernie even involved in that one?
Yeah, but nobody's campaign. I mean, you can't campaign. So everybody was, like, both Bernie and Joe. And I think that's why Bernie said, I'm suspending my campaign and not actually just dropping out. Because I think that they haven't been able to do anything. They haven't been able to go anywhere. Yeah. And it's also the wrong time. I mean, we should all be pulling together as one team.
Right.
As much as that ticks people off, we should all be pulling
together.
That
shouldn't tick everybody off. I'm kind of relieved because I'm sick of listening to these same guys with the same baloney all day, all night, every day, all week, it's too much. Maybe this is one of the things that will change. The way we conduct our political races is astronomically idiotic. And to have these campaigns go on year after year after year with the same BS and the same faces. Once in a while you see somebody new, but if, you know, one more moment with Kamala Harris and it would be suicide time. Although I guess she's on the moderately short list for Joe as a vice presidential candidate.
So.
According to a report, she's at the top of the list. But after she took him apart for being a racist, how are they going to try to explain that?
Well, he also doesn't need California. And I think, I think that's a big mistake. I think
it's going to be that Whitmer.
Be a horrible
mistake. Whitmer from Michigan, I think, is who it's going to be. I think a lot of people think Amy Klobuchar, but I don't know.
All right.
Minnesota is more of a battleground at this point than Michigan.
Is it?
Michigan, more of a battleground.
It is interesting. We were talking about the Wisconsin primary this week. You know, I'm connected to farmers everywhere, and I was looking at some reports from the dairy, Wisconsin's big dairy state, and what the dairy farmers are doing there. One of the big issues in the race was all the milk that's being disposed of because there's no market for it. And the conditions of the reality in Wisconsin, because agriculture and dairy is the main industry there, and all the milk that has nobody in school, there's nobody in restaurants, so half the milk is getting just washed away, milk the cows and dump the milk in the field. It's pretty amazing. There ought to be a little more attention to that, but that was one of the main issues in the Wisconsin primary, interestingly enough. More issues coming up from the DJV perspective here on the Talk.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
He learned to pitch in your backyard. Now his team's coming over to celebrate their high school championship. So you need to patch those bare spots fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington's been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There are now more confirmed coronavirus cases in New York State than in any other entire country in the world outside of the United States. New York, with more than 160,000 cases of the illness and more than 7,000 deaths from the coronavirus by early this morning. President Trump saying he hopes the U.S. economy will open again soon. During a White House briefing, though, Dr. Anthony Fauci said reopening the country needs to be based on public health criteria.
Often people say reopen the government like it's a light switch that goes on and off for the entire country. We have a very large country with really different patterns of disease and outbreaks in different parts of the country.
Severe weather expected in the Mid-South over Easter weekend. Heavy storms are predicted from Texas to Tennessee. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Is our weekly overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, the Talk Radio Roundup, featuring people that are on the DJV program every day with me, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen here with our list of the top 10 stories. At number 10, technology. Number 9, the aircraft carrier Roosevelt and the fiasco there. The psychology of relationships. Number 8, celebrities who have COVID. The virus, number 7, race relations and how the numbers rank up or stack up, race relations being more focus on Latinos and black people and how they're getting the COVID more than others. Presidential race, politics in general, number 5. Number 4, our relations with China. There is a small business.
You say it wrong when you say it like that. It's China! Come on.
What did I say?
You said China. It's
China.
That thing.
China.
I can never hear that word without Trumpifying it. Come on.
Oh, God.
There you go.
China.
There's a small business suit that has been started this week. A bunch of business. There are actually two of these going on. One of them is a group in California. The other is a group put together by some lawyers in Washington suing China for trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars over the coronavirus. This is not going to help. But the rest of the world wants to, never mind the businesses here, but the rest of the world wants to hold China responsible for the breakdown in pretty much everything. And they ought to be held responsible. I think even holding them responsible maybe is too gentle a way of putting it. This is war. And there's a war. Psychological war going on here. Go ahead, Jennifer.
And we've talked about this. The thing that I think is probably the most realistic is that if you start suing the Chinese government, which we could allow, Congress could pass an okay saying that people could start individually suing the Chinese government for the coronavirus damage to the economy and to their physicality as well. Mm. But I don't know how far that goes with trying to create a more equitable trade relationship with China. I think the better thing is immediately grab our pharmaceutical business and get it out of China. That's the punishment. Take it back. Bring it someplace here. Bring it back to Puerto Rico. I mean, for crying out loud, these people are suffering there.
Is anybody talking like this is going to be a reality? Anybody pushing this?
You know, I don't know, but everybody that I'm talking to that has any bit of power, I'm saying this.
Here? Where's the leadership? Why isn't there some leadership bringing this into focus?
Tom Cotton has been the senator who's been talking about this the most from Arkansas. He has been really the rallying cry about China and
Lindsey
Graham.
Are people listening to him?
I think so. I don't know if it's I don't know if it's settling in with people right now because I think people are trying to survive, and I understand that. And so as soon as we get through this, though, this is when we need to say, do we want to rely on China for the drugs? Think about how many drugs that they produce for us that are cheap, but that they have to be recalled.
Part of how people are getting treated for this.
But they have to be recalled because they're using a coating that can cause cancer. I mean, think about all the stuff that they can do just with the flip of a button.
Put up with it to this point.
Well,
it's a good question. Under the
prescription drug prices are astronomical, and so many people, it's life or death. They either have to take the generic, or they have to just suffer with something that could kill them.
And this that's something that President Trump is actually very uniquely set up to do. He has already started the America First agenda. He's already talking about China. He's talked about China for 20 years, about how this has been an unfair balance of power. So if there is a president who is perfectly suited and who has been talking about this and using it as a rallying cry, he's the person. So let's see if he can do something.
There better be some starch, though, whoever the politicians are, whatever side of the aisle they're on, the public. As you said, I think the public is already onto this, but really will be when things return to whatever the new normal is. There's going to be a finger pointing appropriately at these people for ruining the economy of the world, scaring the hell out of everybody. Who knows whether it was part of the goal to have world domination, that flopped, whatever it is. It's inappropriate for us to be buying Chinese products, period. I looked at the other day. I went into a store to buy a electric toothbrush, into a CVS, and I looked at the offerings, and there were three or four that were made in China and one that was made in Germany. I bought the one made in Germany. It was a couple of bucks more, but I didn't care. And that's what we have to do. You got to make up your mind that it's not about money. That's part of the re-education of our country. We need to be re-educated. It costs money to have good stuff. The cheap crap, whether it's drugs, whether it's toothbrushes, whether it's food, whatever it is, not much food comes from China, but you know what I'm saying. You got to bite the bullet. And
well,
be smart
actually,
about it.
So food does come from China. If you're ever in a grocery store and you see the big bulk of garlic bulbs and they look extra white, it's from China and they're bleached. So you have to always look at what the country of origin is, even with produce, because there is stuff that comes from China. My brother accidentally bought one of these garlic bulbs from China, and my sister-in-law threw it at his head. She was like, "I can't believe that you would buy this from
Good
China."
For her.
And he goes, "Well, it looked really white and nice," and she was like, "Yeah, because it's bleached."
Like white eggs. There's nothing creepier than white eggs. Lee, they didn't come from China. I'm just making that comment. My farm comment.
You don't like white eggs?
Yeah, horrible. No, you got to be brown eggs. Because they're bleached. They take they bleach them.
Some chickens do white eggs. I used to think
of
that. Yeah,
well,
that's
true. That depends on what they're fed.
It's based on what they're fed, right?
They're fed, exactly. Hey, listen to Jennifer become all farmy.
Well, number I am the little farmy.
Three.
My family's... I used to grow up on the summers on the farm.
I know you did. Number three is a focus on healthcare. I saw that Bill Gates is suggesting that all the testing that we're trying to set up, he has been very active in Microsoft and with his foundations to work on this coronavirus pretty much from top to bottom. And he says that the coronavirus
testing... A lot of
people
saying that he's behind this. A lot of the conspiracy theorists are saying...
Oh, my God.
He's actually behind it and profiting from it. And then I was watching...
Well, he warned everybody of a global pandemic, what was it, in 2015? So
maybe
he's the mastermind.
If you want to blow your mind on this conspiracy theory, Deborah Birx, who we've been seeing at the White House press briefing, her daughter works for Bill Gates.
Mm. Really? Dun, dun, dun. All right, let's see. Well, I guess I've made my comment and been shot down. I think Gates has got the right idea, but okay.
Not according to Twitter.
The healthcare realities of treatment in your area. Let's go to New Jersey and New York, Victoria, for an overview of what you know. Are people that are enough beds? Doctors are working, nurses are working around the clock. People that specialize in one thing are actually doing other things because of the need to treat people. So is everybody who needs the help being treated?
So far, that's the report, yes. There are enough beds for everyone right now. There are enough ventilators right now. Other states have been sending any equipment that they can. They've been sending to New York and to New Jersey. We're about a week, maybe a week and a half behind the apex of New York, and New Jersey is not complying the way that New Yorkers have. New Yorkers locked it down. They did it just like people in L.A. did, and look at the results. They flattened the curve even faster than what was projected. People in New Jersey, we've got like a 40% compliance rate. It's ridiculous. I don't know what people in Jersey are doing or thinking, but we're going to, I don't know. It's not going to be a, I thought I was better off having left Manhattan, but I actually, I think, you know, depending on what happens over the next week or so, it may have been a mistake to leave Manhattan because I've seen some really stupid people in Jersey throwing parties with DJs and bands and weddings, and it's ridiculous. So,
how are you that stupid?
I don't know.
Really, how are
it's
you
just, it's,
that dull and that stupid?
It's a weird, like, defiance.
Are people being arrested?
Thing?
What happens
yes.
in the...
You can get fined now. Yeah, there's a governor's... the governor raised the fine, I think, to $1,000. So if you're throwing one of these gatherings, you get fined, and now they're starting to arrest the people who are also attending, which is the right thing to do.
I'm down with that.
But you know what? Every day that we're outside with the dogs, and we've avoided... We haven't come in contact with anybody in a month, for almost a month. But, you know, you see gangs of kids on bikes. Where are their parents? They don't... Those kids don't live together. And then they're going home to their families and their grandparents. I don't understand. Why are parents allowing their kids out to be in these big bike brigades all over the place?
They don't know how to parent, and they're not responsible, and they're all thinking about themselves.
I guess so.
I have to stay home. I can't go out and be with my friends. In a minute, the economy becomes our focus here. That's next on the Talk Radio Review.
Pat Boone here for the folks at Swiss America. Rock-solid foundations are vital in life, in business, and in finance, because in the end, only what we've built on a firm foundation will withstand the storms of life. Today, the economic storms are raging, and the foundations of everything are being tested. And as recent news headlines reveal, the world economy has never looked shakier. And gold, the world's oldest and most trusted form of money, is also grabbing headlines. Now is the time to put your future on a rock-solid foundation. Swiss America will help you create an indestructible asset today. Discover the timeless truth about gold and silver by calling Swiss America or visiting online at SwissAmerica.com.
800-429-4018. 800-429-4018. 800-429-4018. 800-429-4018.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds of Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now, and my son-in-law, so I just can't. Not say enough about it, Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it. So far I've lost 35 3/4 inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
Attention, hard-working Americans that pay too much in taxes. How'd you like to get an extra $5,000 back from last year's tax returns? Family Tax will take your filed tax returns for the last 3 years and analyze them. They're experts at finding hidden credits and deductions other tax companies just miss. Even if you already have filed your tax return, never too late. They guarantee that the IRS will send you back at least $5,000 or their services are free. If you get a paycheck from your job and you make at least 30 grand a year, call right now and learn how you can get an extra $5,000 back from the IRS from your past 3 years of tax returns. Make this guaranteed free call now. 800-262-0318. That's 800-262-0318. To make $5,000 back from your tax returns, call 800-262-0318.
Moving along now, the economy is number two on the story list here. This is the overview of the hot hits in News Talk Radio with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen. The economy and how it's affecting all of us. As an example, there are a couple of websites now, national websites, where car dealers wouldn't call this an ad, but they're willing to lease unsold inventory for 70% off the list, the sticker price, just to move the cars.
I was wondering, you answered a question that I haven't done much research into it, but I was wondering, what are car dealers going to do with all that inventory? Because these are the 2020 models, right, that are sitting on the lots now.
Yep.
And then in the fall, that's what typically when the next year comes in.
And
so
this is another area where these manufacturers have got to get smart, because the public is going to start asking, well, how much of this car is made in China? And you're going to have a hard time finding any car, no matter what it is, upscale, downscale, that doesn't have pieces of it made in China. So there's a readjustment.
We've got a Chevy SUV, and it came, the parts were from South Korea, because it listed where everything was from. Mm-hmm. And the parts, I think the bulk of the parts were from South Korea, and then it's assembled in the U.S.
America. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
But who knows? Individual parts could easily be made in China.
Yeah. Well, there are jobs, if you look around, great opportunities. If you look at the stock market this week, been pretty consistent over the past 10, 12 weeks. Healthcare stocks are going way up. The technology
Clorox
stocks are going way up.
Clorox is having a good moment. Oh, my gosh. Toilet paper. Yeah. Clorox. Yeah. Charmin.
gasoline and gas oil, natural gas, that kind of stuff. Woof. In the tank, as you would expect. But there are a lot of job opportunities for truckers and people that want to work in in warehouses, that kind of stuff. And then, number one, the statistics of all of this, projections on when it's going to be over. That's a waste of time, because I don't think you can really tell what it is. But the stats from the one that I found most interesting this week that we've talked about on this program are the stats from the study in France as to using the Z-Pak and the malaria drug. So see how it all shakes out. Another week of excitement on News Talk Radio. You've heard us talk about most of the issues here. It's 10 before the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Yes, time for our weekly visit from the Nixter. Nick Miles is here from rautoexpert.com. We were just talking on the countdown about the automobile impact on the economy or the lack thereof. A friend of mine who I buy my cars from this week told me, we were talking last Sunday, he said, well, I'm actually going to work on Monday because we have four people that may want to buy cars. this was an answer to, you know, all the ads that you see on TV. Order your car online, we'll deliver it for you, blah, 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 blah. And I said, so how do you handle that? He says, we get the stuff filtered down to us from, in this circumstance, an Audi factory, an Audi store. But I also have seen, Nick, online, car dealers willing to lease unsold inventory at 70% off the manufacturer's list on the sticker.
You got to do what you got to do. If you look at the big manufacturers, they're all offering amazing financial deals now. 84 months, 0% down for a truck. Trucks were kind of the only segment that didn't really suck during this last amount of trade numbers that came out last month. But still, everybody's pretty desperate to get cars off the lot.
Yeah, absolutely. I see that Chrysler is recalling 365,000 vehicles for an issue with a backup camera. How would that...
Yeah, This is an interesting one because their Uconic system and their backup camera has been pretty infallible. And they're one of the first companies to have it in there, and they also were one of the first companies to offer the sort of the screen on the inside of the vehicle. It was a bit of a surprise, but it's actually it looks like it's the problem isn't really determined yet. It might be a software problem, but it also might be something to do with the wiring harness.
Yeah. I wonder how many of the, well, the dealers are open for service pretty much now, aren't they? Or do you have to wait until this is all over?
This is the good part. I mean, if you've been to a store that's a non-food store or those sort of things over the last few weeks, you'll have seen a difference in the way they do servicing. I managed to run over my phone in my Ford Frontier truck, Nissan Frontier truck the other day. The worst time of the year it could possibly happen. So I had to find a phone repair store to put a new screen on, and of course they come out to the car and meet you. So it's the same sort of thing at the dealer. They have procedures in place. They'll tell you exactly what to do. But they're considered an essential service. So doctors and nurses still have to get to work, right?
Yep, I mean,
if their cars break down. Right. So everybody, there's still people who have to keep this, police officers, firemen, everybody has to get to work. And so ultimately, the cars still need to run. And so if your car breaks down, it's an essential service to have it fixed. Now, there are certain dealerships and certain brands that are offering to come to your house and pick up your car and take it to be serviced. But you should probably call them before you show up. Not that you necessarily would show up. Call them before you show up, and they'll run you through the procedure of, put your left hand behind your head, hop around the parking lot twice, whatever you need to do.
Okey pokey. Sure. That's what it's all about. Yes, exactly.
Whatever you need to do to keep yourself safe.
Right. Nissan, Volkswagen, among the latest to furlough thousands of workers here in our country. Pretty much everybody's furloughed some of their workers. Haven't they just stopped making cars?
Well, listen, there's two or three interesting things, Doug, that come out of this. One of them is, you don't want these guys standing a couple feet from each other working on a production line, right? The worst thing that you can have. But we do still need new cars, but they're not selling new cars. But some people are buying new cars, and here's the big double-edged sword for this. So even though cars aren't being produced, there are some still going off a lot. I mean, the worst numbers we've seen is a drop in 50%. However, you have to know this. We have a limited amount of cars in this country. At this point, if this goes on for much longer, cars aren't being produced. And so dealers are going to technically start to run dry of new cars. So if a new car is going to be in your future in the next few months because you have to have one for some reason or another, you might not dilly-dally and wait around for a really good deal to show up, because you might get to the lot and find there is nothing left. The blue ones are all gone. The wagons are all gone. The long bed trucks are all gone. So it could be really super difficult for people who are needing a specific type of vehicle as our stocks start to run low in the United States because none are being produced. We could be in trouble. So there may be some good deals out there, but you also may be in trouble if you're looking for something very specific.
Yeah. All right. Well, but good time to get a lease, or I was even thinking about buying something new just because it would be so cheap. But I don't know.
It's zero payments for 84 months on a brand new truck. That to me is a pretty good deal. And at this point, basically it's free money to an extent. I mean, they do put some of that money back into the loan, but you could walk in and get yourself a whole fleet of new trucks and tractors for not paying for anything for a whole 5 years.
Nick Miles.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.